I'm Rona Tarrant. South Sudan President Salva Kiir, his vice presidents and other leaders plan to attend a spiritual retreat together at the Vatican this month. The Vatican Press Office confirmed that leaders of South Sudan were scheduled to arrive next week. Pope Francis met with Kiir at the Vatican in a private audience on March 16th. Local reports in South Sudan said the opposition leader had accepted an invitation by Pope Francis to attend a meeting at the Vatican with Kiir. The Vatican Secretary of State has said critics of an agreement signed between the Vatican and the Chinese government must be patient and not quick to judge a deal that's meant to protect religious freedom. Cardinal Pietro Parolin said the agreement was signed to advance religious freedom in the sense of finding normalisation for the Catholic community. The Cardinal's comments came amid recent criticism by Sam Brownback, the US Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, around the provisional agreement on the appointment of bishops signed by representatives of the Vatican and the Chinese government in mid-September. In the UK, MPs have voted by a majority of one to force the Prime Minister to ask for an extension to the Brexit process in a bid to avoid a no-deal scenario. The bill put forward by Labour's Yvette Cooper was passed by the Commons in just one day. However, it will need to be approved by the Lords before it becomes law. It would also still be for the EU to decide whether to grant any extension. Joe Biden has pledged to be more mindful about physical contact with women, hoping to draw a line under a controversy that has clouded his expected White House bid. The former vice president posted a video on Twitter saying he will in future respect personal space. Biden stressed that he's only ever intended to build a human connection rather than make anyone uncomfortable. He's not yet announced whether he'll join the 2020 Democratic field. Pope Francis will celebrate Holy Thursday Mass with prisoners at the Velletri Correctional Facility, about 36 miles south of Rome. The late afternoon visit will include a meeting with prisoners, prison staff, police and local leaders, as well as an exchange of gifts with the head of the facility. The Pope will wash the feet of 12 prisoners. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.